Am I the jerk?
We got some good ones.
Am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com is where you send them. Let's not wait another further. Here we go. We're sitting at a bar of a well-known Tex-Mex joint in town. Two seats down from us, a guy orders a frozen margarita. Bartender sets it in front of him. He takes a couple sips, waves her back over, and says it's not what he expected. Those are in quotation marks. No major complaints, just vague disappointment. Now here's where it gets weird. The bartender takes the half-sip margarita from him and dumps it back into the giant margarita machine. Yes, the communal slushy vat, like it was just going back into the rotation. So the guy next to me, and by that I mean me, calls the manager over and says, hey, just FYI, your bartender just poured someone's already drank margarita back into the machine. Cue chaos. They had to shut down margarita production, empty the machine, sanitize it, start over with a new batch, meaning everyone's frozen margarita cravings were put on ice for a good while. So, am I the jerk for saying something? Should I have just kept quiet and trusted that the tequila gods would kill off any potential backwash or lip funk? Or was I doing the greater good by speaking up for the public margarita health?
They're not the jerk at all. That is shocking that a bartender did that. That is
unbelievable.
I can't even wrap my mind around how boneheaded that is by the bartender.
That guy's a hero.
I don't even.
That's incredible. Yeah. And honestly, quite honestly, that's like fireable, where you get fired
right
on
there
the spot.
There might be legal ramifications for that.
I'm going to imagine that. I think a lot of people, if they laid eyes on it, I don't think there's a person out there that would just let that go. Lean over to Matt and go,
wow,
I think they just put that back. I'm not going to say. You have to say something.
No, it's incumbent on you as a human being in society to say something about that.
I'm blown away.
Probably save the restaurant, too, because that's definitely a health code violation.
Yeah.
Possibly a TABC violation. I don't know what the rules on that are because I've never had that happen. But that you're saving major fines, maybe shut down for the
restaurant. I can't even fathom why, as a bartender, you would think, oh, I'll just pour this 12 ounces back in here instead of pouring it out.
There's some dumb bartenders
out there. That's very true.
Remarkable.
That is
shocking. Like if you had water, took a couple sips. If you have a half water left on the table, they just put it back
in the water
and
jug.
And pour it out. That's ridiculous.
That's incredible.
You are doing the Lord's work, and thank goodness for the manager, I guess, on duty that did exactly what he did. Shut it down, clean it out. We got to pour everything out, start over, and make. That's exactly
this guy
what should have happened.
You're not even remotely close to being a jerk.
Boy, you're right. That is fireable.
Yeah, backwash margarita.
Seriously. I mean, that's honestly where you may be like, hey, you don't work here anymore.
But the backwash is like, okay, that's not what he expected. That's not what I wanted. Then maybe it's just bad. Maybe you would even start over the margarita production from scratch if that dude said it's not a good one. Right.
I've never, ever heard of that even happening. That is amazing.
I bet it's not like the most uncommon thing, though. I bet that happens.
Okay. Now I read this one. Okay, I'm going to do it
King
anyway.
Of Queens.
I'm going to do it. No. Not King of Queens. It's just
Home Improvement. Okay. Are you reading it?
Yes, I am. Okay.
He's pre-reading.
Okay, it says this just happened 45 minutes ago. I was leaving my house to go buy some vape refills. And this woman, who is maybe between 50 and 60 years old, was jogging right in front of my house when I came out of the door. She looked at me and waved. Then she completely ate it on the sidewalk. My response was, and I said it out loud, hey, you aren't the first woman who has fallen for me. Well, as it turns out, she was actually hurt. She fell right in front of my car, so I had to investigate further, and I offered to help her, but she refused, and I think it was because of the joke I made. I'm married and I have kids, so the joke I made was totally a dad joke, but she was an older lady and she couldn't get up, so am I the jerk for that joke?
Oh,
I went and got my vape juice, and she was gone by the time I got home.
I
trust at least Travis will side with me. That's the last line.
I don't think he's a jerk.
No.
Of course he is.
Why?
He
That's
wasn't a jerk
line.
Until he left her on the ground to go get vape juice.
You gotta make sure everyone's okay before you start making jokes.
I thought he went over to her and asked and she refused
help.
Oh,
the joke is fine. It's that she just,
No, you can't make, you gotta make that joke after they roll over and start laughing at themselves.
You sure?
Yes. If she's running and she falls and she sits up and she starts laughing, that's when you make the joke. You gotta make sure they're okay after they fall before you start rattling off dad jokes.
If you have to increase your volume so that they can hear the dad joke, Daddy. Or, do you think that was uncalled for?
Well, I think the joke is okay. It's funny. And then you go, oh, she's hurt. Yeah, but he didn't know. And he
That's just why you have to wait.
But he did go over to her and check.
Once you realize she's
right,
hurt.
You go, oh, my gosh. And you go over there.
And that's what he did, right?
And then you rip two or three
more first
jokes.
Thing he said was, after she ate it, hey, right. You aren't the first woman that's falling for me.
But then he walked over to her when he realized.
And she was hurt. You have to wait till afterwards.
I think you got to get them in while they're
hot. No.
I don't think you're a jerk, guy. You need to let everybody know.
I am completely saying that that dude is a jerk.
Nah. He's good.
Yeah. He was right.
I don't think he's a jerk either, man.
You're not waiting? Okay, so if I bust my ass, well, I'm different. If someone that you don't know
in front of my house did that and I said a comic line of that nature.
And then they're hurt, though.
Afterwards, you wouldn't think they're hurt.
Right. No, you
that's why you wait.
You're like, whatever. You stumble and fall.
I would do that with the wife. If she falls, I'm not going to make the joke at the very beginning of it.
Where's the line of jerkdom? Like, if they fall and you're like, whoo, or something like that, is that okay?
You always have to ask, are you okay?
That sounds and lame.
And then,
okay,
then you start with the joke series.
You use context clues if there's blood pooling or...
I mean, I trip and fall sometimes.
You know, it's serious.
Everybody trips, you just kind of bounce back up. And the fact that she didn't, he's like, oh right. No, you're hurt. Hey, you okay? Can I help you out? And then she goes, no. I'm like, oh,
but it's
damn fall.
After you make this you're not the first woman that's falling for me.
Then you see
there's legend.
Peter Griffin.
Her teeth are missing. She's like, you're like, oh, no.
Oh, my bad.
How did he
can you move? Because I got
to navigate
my car
around. Yeah, I have to go and get my my refill. I can't wait and help
hold
you
on,
out.
I can't deal with this. I don't have any vape juice.
He's like, hold on. I need this little nicotine hit.
He kind of moves her leg so he doesn't roll over it as he's dragging the car out.
Opens his car door over her. Like, oh, excuse me.
It is unfortunate when that happens in somebody else's yard.
Am I by myself in this?
Yeah, man.
These two dudes are saying...
I don't think it's that big. I think it's fine.
So you're saying it's too soon?
I'm saying you definitely have to wait for anyone to make sure they're not hurt before you're rattling off dad jokes.
No, it's never too soon.
I'm saying we all need a little laughter in the world, Donovan.
Oh, yes. My God. It's
such in fact, it wasn't soon enough.
Also, you're asking the wrong person about cracking jokes.
You're and asking the wrong group of people. We're all dads. We all are going to hit a good dad joke when it comes to you.
Not at the expense of a lady that's hurt.
So you see them fall in your head.
Yeah, I need video.
Oh, wait, she may be hurt.
Yeah, in fact, it's in the video.
So then what happens? So what if you walk over? Are you okay? Oh, my God, I'm hurt. Man, I had a funny joke I was going to say. Now I can't say it because you're hurt.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, you're not hurt. Oh, you're not the first woman that fell for me. Oh, you should have said that before you came over here.
Wouldn't it be perfect, though, if she rolls over and she's laughing because she's not hurt? And
her top got ripped off. And
nope.
Next thing you know, you're... Got your TV cameras out.
Whoa.
Why you're on TV, I don't know.
No, you walk over, and if she's sitting up laughing because she's not hurt, that's when you can say the joke, and you'll have a big laugh. It will accomplish everything that you wanted it to.
We'll see how this goes.
With just waiting.
I'm gonna start tripping.
Stand-up comics don't wait.
That's right.
So
real pros.
That's what I was thinking. Comedy doesn't wait.
Because she might be embarrassed, and you want to try and you want to brighten her day with a good dad joke.
I agree.
And then if she's hurt, that's going to take her mind off the pain.
The joke's not for her. It's for me anyway.
Her leg is
for everybody.
Backwards, on backwards now. You guys are
making
jokes.
No, it's not.
Her leg is on backwards. The bone is sticking out.
Are the cops out there drawing a little chalk line around her now?
All of her teeth on the pavement, just in perfect order.
She's spitting them out.
Her femoral artery is severed, and
she didn't
just
Kevin
like
wear
a,
herself.
A fountain of blood.
You guys are just here. You're the first one.
Get your shoes have off now.
She's got Paul George leg.
You guys are making all these jokes. I say, sir, you are a jerk.
You've been in Spain too long.
Yeah.
Well, we disagree, sir. Keep it up.
Europe on you.
And let us know when your stand-up set.
Do what you want.
See? Exactly.
I'm all Europe on you. Who said that? All right, one more quick one. Yeah. Hey, fellas. I was getting ready to mow the lawn, and the wife insisted that she helps.
So I start edging as she starts cutting the backyard. Once I finish edging.
Is that not weird to sit there and edge while your wife is mowing the lawn?
Okay. You know what?
As I said the last time you read this.
Once I finish edging, I observe her pushing one strip and then pulling the next one. Considering that it looked like crap and it's a push mower, not a pull mower, I got the mower and redid what she did and finished the front. Being that I told her that I didn't want the assistance, am I the jerk for redoing her efforts?
So you didn't know this, but last week when we read this one.
Oh, my bad.
No.
Are we the jerks for letting you go on?
Yeah, why did you guys let me finish it?
It's a good one.
Why did you send it to me?
Because I'm an idiot.
I was trying to change the context of it.
No, you are a big jerk.
And make it like an edging thing.
I can't tell you how checked out I am, man. You're a real jerk.
And I'm the one that's supposed to be checked out.
It was late. I thought we were good.
No.
Why you? You're back from
vacation.
One
last one.
I got a 4-day weekend coming up and I'm on fire.
High five.
I'm here for you.
It's raining threes.
Hold on. Checked out. I'm going to trip and fall and see what you do.
I'm going to laugh. You play that.
I'm going to wait. You know what? I'm going to ask, are you okay?
I bet.
Man. Before I fire off. So what are you about to say? What are you doing?
Just joking.
Good Lord.
Having one. Not.
Well, you know what? Travis is the jerk for sending it to me, knowing that I didn't listen for 2 weeks.
I was testing you. Why is he so mad at me?
But yes, do you think?
Because you sent it to me.
You're supposed to listen to the show. You're supposed to review all the tapes.
Are you guys about
to
fight?
What happened?
Is it a new ticket fight?
I know, right?
About to throw my headphones.
I could use that.
Throw my headphones off.
That's all. Please just leave me out of the next ticket fight. That's all I want.
I'm trying to get a 2-minute minor for instigating.
Okay, you and Baldy fight or something.
Yeah, I heard Baldy saying some stuff while
Baldy.
You were out.
Hey, wait, guys. I'm Baldy, but you're also Baldy.
Oh, he took a shot at your hair.
Dad joke.
Man, yeah
no, fight, that doesn't fight, that fight, doesn't upset fight, me. Fight. I know I'm bald.
Oh. All right, well, what do you think about this? Do you think they're a joke?
I don't care, because you guys did it last week.
Say something about his glasses, Baldy.
Those are nerd-looking glasses.
That's the worst.
You've been wearing those the same ones since 4 years old? I don't fight. I'm mad, man. I don't know what I'm doing.
That does nothing to me. Talk about my mama.
Martin wasn't a great show.
Oh, no. Oh, oh.
Oh, he took his headphones off.
Do what you want there.
Do what you want.
It's 10.